The five candidates are vying for two open seats on the assembly, each with a three-year term. Depending on the outcome of the mayoral election, the first runner-up in the assembly race may be in line for an appointment to a one-year vacancy. Overall, the candidates shared more similarities than differences in how they felt the city should be run, but there were some key differences. Responding to a listener question about the city's involvement in family wellness and healthy spaces, candidate Phyllis Hackett offered what would be a majority opinion about saving the Hames Wellness Center.
It's critically important. It's an indicator of the health of the whole community. We've talked about wanting to keep young families here and keep our school enrollment up, and I think this is all a part of it.
Candidates Mitch McGraw, Heidi Raffelli, and Joseph Reeves agreed that the Hames Center served a valuable public function, but conceded that financing the city takeover of the facility would be a challenge. Candidate Larry Cruz felt the city would be better off starting from scratch.
As for the Hames PE Center, you know, do we want to, you know, put out $9-12 million for something like that? I think we could build a whole new nice facility. We're incorporated into the school systems now. We have the schools that are scaling back with people, with students. We should have room in those areas.
Cruz also was the lone dissenter about the municipal funding of nonprofit organizations. He was concerned about a possible conflict with for-profit business.
If you've looked at the last 20 years or so, you'll see that I think nonprofits have grown probably fivefold, tenfold. And sometimes I think that takes away from the private sector. And that's something I think that the city needs to look at, too, when they're funding some of these programs.
Joseph Reeves, on the other hand, thought the city should institute a regular line item for nonprofit funding that would end annual debate about how much funding to allocate.
I'd like to see maybe some kind of formula given, you know, like, okay, you know, an X amount percentage of the budget will go to nonprofits and then etch it in stone so we won't be here again.
On the question of affordable housing and the project that has been proposed for the Old City Shop site in particular, candidate Mitch McGraw was the skeptic of the panel. He, like the other candidates, said he supported affordable housing, but this location made him uneasy.
At one end, there's a great big landslide. Burgess Bowder has moved to the other end. In front of that, there's all filled-in lots. Those lots have all been filled in. All those lawns have been filled in with dirt, mud, debris. All a very possible landslide spot. If there's people in the houses and a landslide comes down like that one did, we cleaned it up, it will hurt people. So I hope they brought engineers in to study that land's not going to go. So I don't think that's a great spot.
Phyllis Hackett said she had come to believe that affordable housing in Sitka was not synonymous with low-income housing, and that the city needed to create a range of options for residents. Heidi Raffelli, the only incumbent on the panel, agreed, saying that was the intent of the Dana Bay housing project.
And while they may be rentals now, they're going to be set up so that eventually they could be sold as condos, or they, you know, they could be bought for ownership. I think we have to expand our view on what affordable housing looks like. As Phyllis said, it's not necessarily low-income housing. It's for middle-ranged income families as well.
In addition to progressive municipal issues like increasing recycling, where candidates generally were in agreement, listeners asked some interesting questions about government process. One in particular asked candidates how they would balance private conversations with public testimony in making decisions. Phyllis Hackett preferred to deliberate public questions in the public arena.
There's a couple of good solid venues and ways that people approach government bodies, and I am in favor of the public way. I'm in favor of people coming to the assembly and asking things of the assembly in public. We can talk to people on the street, and they can tell us one idea, And that's fine, but I think it's important for the body of the assembly to all have the same information to be able to analyze it effectively.
Larry Cruz believed in taking the process to the public.
I don't like to be bogged down by one person or one small group. What I a lot of times do is I'll call around. I ask people. If there's an issue, I physically go out and look for people. I'll walk the street, you know, and gone into stores, gone and talked to people on the street on things like this. Because that way there you're getting, to me it's an unbiased view. Because some of these people don't even know the issues. And you ask them, and then they'll explain things to you. And that, I think, is a great way of doing it.
Joseph Reeves wanted to lower the barriers between citizens and government.
And I can tell you from experience, the very first time I came to the Assembly to speak on an issue, I was overwhelmed. I mean, it was new for me. I'm not a very good public speaker, and just sitting there and having all the Assembly members staring at you so they can hear what you say, it's kind of overwhelming, and just some people just can't do it.
On the role of boards and commissions, which has been a sensitive topic in Sitka recently, Mitch McGraw was for strengthening the working relationship.
The Assembly needs to take everything a boards and commission says to them seriously, not just say, oh, they said it to us, let's just away with it. I think they need to work with them very, very, very actively.
Heidi Raffelli, however, defended the Assembly's need to sometimes look at a broader picture when considering board recommendations.
But we do have to think about the whole community in a larger perspective. And so sometimes we just can't go with the suggestion of a board or a commission. However, that being said, it doesn't mean that because we didn't go with the suggestion of a board and commission that we don't appreciate what they did.
The complete hour-long forum is available online in two parts at kcaw.org. The municipal election in Sitka is next Tuesday, October 7th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.